This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, July 16th. Cattle markets yesterday were fairly quiet. Markets just chopping around, not really finding much direction here over the last few sessions. It's interesting that we had some firmness to the market last week, but struggling to get some follow through with that. The cash trade is definitely on solid footing. As we look at feedlots in a very current situation and seeming to have a fair amount of leverage in the market, they pulled in $3 higher money last week at around 114 average on the Fed trade. Dress trade was up 6 at 186, and both of those are also higher from a year ago. Average weights, dress weights at 798 pounds, that was up 3 on the week, but down 9 from a year ago. Average rib prices, $349, that's down 10 from the previous week, still up 27 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 224, that was unchanged on the week and up 5 from a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter running 1.2% ahead of a year ago. Cow slaughter up 3.7% of a year ago. Dress weights down 1.1% from last year, and so beef production is only up 0.1% over last year. So we continue to see this dynamic where you have record numbers on feed, and yet beef production is basically just flat with a year ago. And that all boils down to the dressed weights. And a lot of that boils down to the stress conditions that many of these cattle were in when they were placed. The storm still had a lot to do with that. And we're still seeing the ramifications from that. That will work its way through the pipeline, and we'll get into more seasonal weights, I think, as time moves on, especially after the next month or so. But, we are working our way through big numbers, and the market is holding together. The last couple months, in fact, you've had a couple trading ranges. And then, the previous month we kind of dropped down into just a slightly lower trading range. But over the last couple weeks, we've been able to get back up into that original range from the month of May. So it's encouraging that the market is able to basically just move in a sideways pattern to a firm undertone to it, despite record numbers on feed and, pushing upwards of very high slaughter rates. So that's encouraging. Consumer demand has been enough to absorb that, which is like the big question that we were looking for. It's been a bit of a delayed grilling season, if you will, simply because we had such a cold and wet spring. That has pushed some of that demand back and more in line with where the heavy numbers were and the big beef production. So we're still, working our way through the numbers. And I think, again, with the market holding steady, that's a win, really. We factored a lot of this in. We were at some pretty depressed prices on deferred cattle, and the cash market is certainly, caught up to that to some point, but now the cash is leading the board higher and moving away from those discounted prices on the deferred contracts. Now, yesterday, box beef values were mixed, and that's the one thing, is box beef has struggled here over the last week. It's just continually trickled lower. But yesterday we were mixed. The choice was up 47 cents. We're sitting at 213. Select was down 39 cents at 189. The spread's at 24.06. Movement was 143 loads, which is pretty good for a Monday. That's a heavy volume. So the packers have found themselves in kind of a corner here. They've, struggled to keep the box beef from falling apart, and yet they've had to pay higher money for cattle. So that's a quickly losing proposition for them. I would expect that they're going to be pushing back here fairly quickly and aggressively, especially with the feedlots still looking at record numbers. Those are going to have to be moved out. So feedlots, again, are current. We see that with the dress weights, being very manageable. Even though they were up 3 on the week, they're still, again, down 9 from a year ago. But that up 3 is worth noting, that the feedlots they're not behind on their marketings, obviously, but with the weights increasing, that could happen fairly quickly, and I'm sure the packers are taking note of that. So for now, I think I have to adjust my my downside price projections. We're still looking at the window that we have to move through these next 4 weeks, basically, till we get into mid, maybe into late August. That gets the bulk of these record numbers behind us. If the market can hold together, and even, you know, just even if it does start to weaken a little bit, if we only test the lows that were put in here a couple weeks ago, that would still be a win. I was expecting another significant leg down that would have started by now, but that's not starting. In fact, the market's moving higher and staying within that broader range. So I think we're probably forming a pretty solid base of support here, and we'll see what happens over the next 4 weeks. But I still want to get that time window behind us before we get too bulled up in the market. But I do think there's plenty of optimism and reason to be optimistic as we work our way deeper into the fall. We'll have those massive numbers behind us. We'll have much more manageable marketing pattern. It still will be a little disrupted from the skewed placement pattern in the spring, but nevertheless, I think that it's gonna be much more manageable. And if we're able to absorb what's going on now, that does bode well for down the road. So just working our way, pacing and getting this market kind of in line with where the numbers are. And, we're going to, I think, again, probably just pace sideways for the next few weeks. But after that, I think there's much better potential to the upside across lives and the feeders. I think the feeders will be the leader to the upside, at least initially. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.